Welcome back, 416, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And as predicted yesterday, Stephen Dynan would return to the program today. And he joins me now, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Latest Washington Times, Jay-Z Analytics poll is out. First things first, the makeup of the sample used for this survey, do you know it?
Yes, it was a 3 percentage point gap between Democrats and Republicans. So the prediction is that the final electorate in November will be registered Democrats will outnumber registered Republicans by about 3 percentage points, and then independents coming in somewhere, I think maybe 12 or 13 percentage points less than that, essentially in line with where past elections have been. And mm-hmm. so it's not a not an outrageous sample. Like there have been some accusations of oversampling of Democrats in some of these polls. We demographically wait for these sorts of things, and that's our prediction, or more accurately, our pollster's prediction, John Dougherty's prediction of what the electoral turnout will be.
Okay, now when did the polling take place?
It was Friday through Sunday, so it all took place after the debate, and just as important in some respects, after the Friday jobs numbers to try and capture any boost that the 7.8% unemployment rate might have given to Obama. So, we didn't ask any questions specifically to test the unemployment rate, but we did ask questions about how voters viewed the who would be better at handling jobs in the economy. And Romney, who had trailed dramatically on that question back in our poll 8 days before, had retaken the lead on that question, and for the first time in our polling had taken a lead on national security, who's better at handling national security, which may have something to do with the diplomatic post attacks from September 11th, maybe some other things, but overall, maybe the debate, who knows. But overall, Romney now leads on the two most important issues, national security and jobs in the economy, out of the five we surveyed.
Mm-hmm. All right, you have to get down in the weeds, but obviously we see a debate bounce for Romney.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. We asked who voters thought won the debate, and overwhelmingly among every category, those who watched the debate thought Romney won it. Interestingly, we asked a question asking, we broke it down by people who actually watched all or most of the debate, people who read news coverage or saw news coverage of the debate but didn't actually see it themselves, and then people who didn't pay attention to anything about the debate. And so throwing away that last category, it was interesting. Of those who watched the debate themselves, they overwhelmingly thought Romney won. Of those who got news coverage, and so I think it was somewhere on the order of 66% thought Romney won. And only about 12% thought that there was a tie. Of those who watched or read news coverage but didn't see the debate themselves, that tie number actually jumped by about 10 percentage points. And this is just sort of an aside, but it's interesting. In some ways, maybe the press is doing a little bit too good of a job, and in that respect, too bad of a job in terms of trying to be even-handed about telling the story of these debates. Because, you know, the people who watched the debate overwhelmingly thought Romney won, but the people who read the news coverage were less likely to think Romney won, and more likely to think it was a tie. That might be reporters trying too hard to present a balanced perspective and giving an imbalanced view in that way.
Or the 12% who thought it was a tie were watching George Stephanopoulos because he was the only guy on TV that night who claimed it was a tie. So we now know how many people were watching ABC.
We'll follow that up next time and ask yourself a good question. Where did you learn this? Why do you think this?
All right. Romney's stand with independents. How did he fare there?
He's faring much better than he was, you know, just 8 days earlier, including having regained the lead. So overall, our poll shows the race essentially tied. And that's important. 8 days ago, we showed Romney down by 9 points, Obama actually at the 50% mark, which is the magic mark for an incumbent, and Romney at 41%. This new poll has them both essentially dead even at 45%. If you want to get very specific, technically Romney's up by about 0.6%. Mm-hmm. But due to rounding, they're both there at 45%, which means that Obama has shed about 5% and Romney has gained about 4%. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, we also asked a question specifically about of those who watched the debate, whether the debate itself actually changed their minds. And most folks, vast majority said, nope, they already knew who they were voting for. But about 8% said it did change their minds, maybe about a quarter of those for Obama, but, you know, the other three quarters, so 6% of the electorate said the debate changed their minds and made them convince them to vote for Romney. That's important because that essentially accounts for a lot of that swing that we've seen there for that 9-point swing. So the debate absolutely mattered.
All right. Third party inclusion, it does what to the number?
It changes it ever so slightly. Obama actually takes a slight lead over Romney at that point. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party nominee, gets about 1.5% of the vote, and then the Green Party candidate gets, of our sample of 800, gets maybe several votes, not many more than a handful. And then we also asked about the Constitution Party candidate, Virgil Goode, a former congressman from Southside Virginia, and of the 800 sample, not a single person said they would be voting for him. That's an interesting result because there had been a lot of speculation that given his base of support in Southside Virginia, where he was a congressman for a decade or so, he could actually play the spoiler role by taking votes away from Mitt Romney in this ultra-important Virginia state. Obviously, we didn't oversample in Virginia, so we shouldn't take this too far, but if you got 0 out of 800 nationwide, it's a pretty good indication that his role as spoiler is going to be minimized unless we're talking about an absolute razor-thin election.
Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday we touched on the fact that the government should continue to fund PBS and Big Bird, so we'll kind of leave that alone. The Romney tax plan, how did that shake out between those who say the math works out and the math doesn't work out?
So this is very interesting. This, of course, was aside from the Big Bird and whatnot, this is really the key question that underpinned the debate and in some ways underpins voters' decision here. As Mitt Romney says that he can cut tax rates across the board by 20% and still end up basically balancing the budget within 8 years and bringing, you know, not increasing the deficit, not without raising taxes on anybody. President Obama says that math doesn't add up. Voters are split exactly dead even. Of our 800 voter sample, 350 said yes, the math adds up, Romney can do what he's saying he can do, and 350 said nope, the math does not add up, Romney cannot do that, and the other 100 weren't sure. So it's exactly dead even on that account, which essentially accounts for probably the 45-45 tie that you have. It is that that big an issue, that important an issue, and that divided an issue right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stephen, the debate obviously galvanized the base for Mitt Romney. They stood out in the rain yesterday afternoon, the pouring rain, and I was even more surprised to see Romney with no head cover and Bob McDonnell standing right beside him soaking wet.
Yeah, you know, this is, in at least for the 500 or so people who actually braved the rain, that's an important sort of signal to see a guy who's willing to stand there with him. He actually, just as an aside, he actually moved up the start time about 15 minutes or so faster than it would have been to get the folks out of the rain faster. But, we saw in particular one key thing we've asked in all five of the polls we've done is why are you supporting the candidate you're supporting? So of the Obama supporters, you asked that, and of the Romney supporters, you asked that. And for the longest time here, Romney's actually been sort of up and down, but finally, as of this poll, 69% of Romney supporters now say they're supporting him because he's the best candidate for the job.
Wow.
Which is, you know, previous other answers were, oh, I always vote for the Republican, or I'm voting against the other guy. Obama was about 66%. This is the first time that you've seen that sort of gap. First of all, it's the first time that either guy has been right up against 70%, and it's also that 3 percentage point gap is one of the biggest gaps in Romney's favor that we've seen. So that's entirely a debate bump there. There's no question. That's more than 10 points higher than where he was just 8 days earlier, and when the Republicans were sort of, we're not so sure about this guy. Yeah, we don't like Obama, but we're not sure about Romney. The debate helped solve a lot of those problems for Romney.
I got you. All right. And I also wanted to turn your attention for a moment, if I can, to the Ryan-Biden debate. Evidently, voters say Ryan's going to walk away with it.
Yeah, they expect that pretty overwhelmingly. In particular, you know, the pollster John Zogby, I asked him if we'd done this poll before the Republican debate, would we have gotten the same results? And he said no, and I don't think we would have either. I think this is entirely folks were so amazed at how well Mitt Romney did there that they're suddenly looking at Romney and everything he touches and giving it the benefit of the doubt and saying, well, Romney did a great job. Apparently this Republican team, they really know what they're doing in these debates. So it's you know, we didn't ask that question earlier, so we can't be sure, but it looks like that the Romney debate bounce is even trickling down to Paul Ryan.
But when you poll Republicans about the upcoming debate, you could see where they're going to say Ryan, but evidently quite a few Democrats said Ryan.
Quite a few Democrats, in particular, once again, those all-important independents also said Ryan, and that's, you know, if it's true that those are the swing votes, the people that the campaigns are trying to attract, then that's really who they're going for. Now, of course, everybody thought that we went back and looked in our poll right before the debate. Obviously, overwhelming number thought Obama would win it, and so Romney benefited from some lower expectations. You know, I took to calling him sort of the Susan Boyle performance there, because he came out on stage and expectations were so low, and he did not have any bad notes, and so people were just so thrilled with it. They were like, wow, we didn't expect that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Paul Ryan doesn't come in with that after, since Mitt Romney's now set the bar high for Paul Ryan, he'll have to really perform in order to achieve that.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it at the end of the week. All right, Stephen, great stuff. Thank you much.
My pleasure.
Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor, with the latest information coming out of a Washington Times Jay-Z analytics poll. And again, all of that information available in today's Washington Times. 428, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.